Hey, everyone. I am Dr. Chris Sargent, the Gutsy Gal, and welcome to my podcast. We are going to have so much fun today. Today, we are going to have our first interview, and we are going to be talking about our tower garden. Now, you know that I talk a lot about eating healthy and ways to make that happen, and so today, we're going to be talking about a really unique way that you can eat healthier and have fun doing it, and your whole family can get involved. So, and it's tower garden. So if you don't know what a tower garden is, stay tuned. If you have liked my podcast in the past and you decide that you like this one, pass it on to your friends. It's really just doing them a favor. Do your friends a favor and educate them on healthy living. And if you really, really, really like us, then give us a review on our website at restoreyou.com or thegutsygal.com. And also know that you can ask us questions anytime. You can get a hold of us at 630-473-3337. That's our podcast number. You can text, you can email, you can leave a voicemail for us. Any of those things will work for you. So that's just one way to get a hold of us. I am so excited today. I can hardly stand it. I'm having a hard time keeping my focus today. So I'm going to introduce you to Julie Coker-Zinkes. She is a personal trainer, wellness educator. She's been in the biz, so to speak, for over 20 years. And she's here to talk to us about the tower garden. She is our resident tower garden expert. And we're going to just have some fun today and talk about tower garden. Julie, welcome.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm excited to be here.
That's Thanks. Awesome. Tell me a little bit about, first of all, about you.
Yes.
And how you kind of came to this place in, you know, 20 seconds or less. And then your vision for tower garden and where you think this should go.
Well, a lot like your intro, I try to empower people with tools to make themselves and their families healthier.
Sure.
And there's always an excuse, so I try to remove those excuses, make things simpler, make things more available. And the tower I came to hear about through Juice Plus. I was at a conference and saw the developer present it and was just floored by it, and had seen the technology at Epcot in Walt Disney World.
Right. And we're definitely going to talk about that.
So it's just,
we're not going to give away all our secrets yet.
No, that's true, but I jump.
Cool.
So as far as a vision, I think that was the other question you asked.
Yes.
Was just, I really want to get it in schools, in cafeterias.
Oh, what a great educational piece.
Yes, part of the curriculum. This is how you can garden very easily and save the environment while doing so. And here's how you can eat healthier. Mm-hmm. And you can watch it grow, and you don't have to use the soil, and you don't have to over farm. And we're running out of land for our population, so it's fun to give people a new way to garden in a very small space.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, and to teach kids about taking care of something.
Absolutely.
I mean, you and I had a conversation recently about taking care of pets and kids and responsibility. At least if they kill a plant, it's a plant.
Right.
It's not a gerbil, hamster, dog,
fish. Good point. And my girls, they love the tower. It is something, even if kids don't like to eat healthy, when they are part of the process and they plant a seed,
right, I bet,
and they watch it,
they might at least want to taste it.
They definitely want to taste it. Exactly. So that's
right.
A start. That's a drop in the health bucket, then a check for us, like a victory, a little personal victory. So
cool. That's cool. So what's a tower garden?
A tower garden is, good question. Good question. It's a vertical hydroponic garden. So,
well, those are big words.
Yes. So good. it's a place you could grow 20 plants vertically in a 3-foot space with no soil.
Wow, that's really cool.
So you're using water, you're using liquid nutrients, and there's a submersible pump, so you do need electricity, but we have a workaround for that if you don't have access to that as well. So it's just a great way for people that don't have a lot of space to garden. It's a great way for people to garden that are maybe physically limited.
Okay. Oh, that's a great point.
You know, that's a great point.
So what I'm also hearing is I don't have to get dirty.
No.
So I don't have to clean my fingernails.
Correct.
and
no
run into like worms and bugs and grossness.
Well, if it can fly, there still will be, caterpillars, potentially butterflies, things like that.
That's okay. They're kind of cute.
No dirty bugs.
Okay, awesome. So how did this, where did the Tower Garden start? Where did it come from? Who developed it? What's its background?
Yes, the technology came from Walt Disney World and Epcot.
That's so cool.
I don't know if you've been there, but
yes.
My first experience with it was in high school. And it's called Living on the Land. It's an exhibit within Epcot where you actually take a boat and watch how they are growing things for the restaurants in Epcot. And it's phenomenal. I mean, it's hydroponics, it's aquaponics, it's so many different modalities that just bring fresh produce, organic produce to all of the restaurants within the facility. And Tim Blank, the developer of the Tower Garden, was the head horticulturist there for almost, I think it was over 10 years.
Wow.
So
he's got a little bit of experience.
Yes.
He might know what he's doing.
He might know a little bit about what he's doing. And you can Google him. There's a lot of information on his history. But he worked with NASA and the Department of Energy and just really developed a better way to do this.
Tim Blank.
Yes.
Okay.
And what was I going to say? I guess with respect to his vision, after he left Walt Disney World in 2005 and started his own company called Future Growing.
Okay.
Because he wanted people to have the ability to have these on their decks.
To do the same thing as what Epcot is doing for their...
Why does Disney the only
get
one
to
that,
be the only one that does this?
Well, obviously they're futurists and they thought ahead.
Sure.
And they're one of the showcase hydroponic facilities in the
Probably
country,
in the world.
Actually in the world, right. But how can we get people to do this on their own backyard, their own deck? And so he spun off and did a residential version. He still does commercial installations and... That is happening a lot more. His company is growing, but he's basically sold the rights to Juice Plus for the residential component.
Oh, that's so cool. So tell me, I mean, we've talked a little bit, we touched on some advantages of growing vertically.
Yes.
As opposed to horizontally across a piece of dirty land where you have to get your fingers dirty. And I love to garden outside.
Oh, me too.
And I'm all about that. But some people aren't and some people can't,
right.
Like you said before.
Right.
So this allows them to be able to garden inside even.
Yes.
And you don't have to, it doesn't have to be outside.
Right.
We have one in my office.
Yes.
So tell me some advantages versus traditional gardening.
I think the biggest advantage is the resources that it uses. You know, mm-hmm. It is 90% less land.
Right.
90% less water.
Okay.
You look at like California. Water shortages. I mean, mm-hmm. We don't have an abundance of water.
True.
And we have floods and we have droughts and it uses so much less resources. So like I use rainwater. I catch the rainwater and that is the water that I use for my tower. It's a 20-gallon basin at the bottom.
You don't have to do that, by the way.
You don't.
Well,
that's the other thing. You can take it out of the hose and put it right in there.
Right.
Some people use a filter. There's lots of options depending on how you want your tower to be. And that's the fun,
right.
To individualize it.
It can be totally individual.
Yes.
So that's cool. It seems a little complicated. Like, because if you don't have a visual of what this looks like,
yes.
We do have pictures on our website at restoreyou.com.
Yes, and we can post a video too, maybe, that shows how it works.
We will post a video for sure.
Yeah.
So it seems a little complicated, but it's really pretty easy.
It is really pretty
I think
easy.
I put mine back together in probably less than a half an hour.
Absolutely. And when you said put it back together, the first time I put it together, you know, it comes in a big box and we felt like it was Christmas. The girls came up to the box and helped me put it together. It took us about 40 minutes the first time. And it comes with an instructional video.
Mm-hmm.
It's plastic, but it's...
Super heavy duty.
Yes. And BPA free and it's restaurant quality, UVA protected. I mean, they've really done their due diligence with the research to how to make this last long term and have to have full quality.
Yeah, you can't break it.
Right, you can't. You literally can drop it. They've tested it like 20 feet in the air and drop it and it won't crack. You can put it in the dishwasher to clean it if you want. So it's pretty indestructible.
Cool.
But yeah, now I can put one together in about 15 or 20 minutes, having done it a lot of times.
A bunch of times.
Yes.
Yeah, and you helped me twice. So
but it's fun. Like once you do it once,
it's not rocket science. No,
at all.
It's definitely not.
It's like a puzzle. You're stacking these columns on top of each other and
hooking
a hose to the bottom and adding water and liquid food. And then you get the fun of harvesting and watching the process.
And it's a very quick process. So let's talk about what we can grow, how long does it take?
Mm-hmm. Anything that's above ground can grow in this. So you can't do carrots, you can't do potatoes.
Right.
But a lot of people enjoy, and we do as a family, greens. lettuce and spinach and kale, because we put them in smoothies. They're fast. Seed to harvest, 3 weeks for lettuce. Very fast. There's a great YouTube video of the, like a time-elapsed tower garden, like 0 to 4 weeks.
Oh, how fun.
There's zucchini, cucumber, eggplant. I have tomatoes.
So even the viney stuff can grow.
Yes, yes. And it's really just learning where to place them. You don't want to have a full tower of zucchinis because it will just take over your entire deck. It's very prolific. But, you know, staggering them in a way that they fit better. But it's so fun to watch. So those are longer, but 33% faster and 33% larger than traditional gardening. They did a study out of the University of Mississippi and compared tower gardens to traditional gardening.
So you're going to get bigger organic vegetables than you would get if you tried to do it in the ground. Plus, you don't have all the pest stuff.
Well, and I love, as a trainer and obviously as a doctor, you're promoting organic. You know, you tell people to eat organic and you stay away from stay away from the dirty dozen if you can. You can't get any fresher than taking 10 steps to your tower and harvesting and eating. It's live produce that you're consuming, and talk about nutrient density. That's huge.
Really, really big. Yeah, because you're putting in the nutrients that it needs through the liquid food.
Correct.
So that's what it's being created. It's not being created in soil that's already depleted of essential nutrients.
Or
you're getting that.
Or metals, or
who knows whatever else.
Right. A lot of people don't test their soil in the garden, and they don't have any idea what's going into their produce.
Right. So in Chicago, if you were going to do this outside, our growing season is what?
Oh, Mother Nature. It depends on Mother Nature, but the first year was a gorgeous year, and I did April through December. I mean, just the week before Christmas, I took it down outside.
Okay, so how did you make that happen? Because we know we have frosty days before that.
So, and that's the only thing I had to do was cover it with a bed sheet. You
okay.
Know, they make a thermal blanket you can put on it as well.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
A new accessory.
It is a new accessory. And then a heater. You can put a heater for roughly $20 into the bottom of
the water.
As long as the water is warm and the plants are not getting frosted, you can extend the season 2 to 3 months compared to a traditional garden.
So there's enough sun?
There's 5 hours or more of sun. Yes, but the sun usually, I wouldn't start a garden in December.
Right. No.
But as long as you start the garden in August or September and it's grown, it can maintain itself through the
very
early winter, late fall.
And then we do have them inside, and you need some extra stuff to make that happen, because obviously you're going to need some special lights, and those are available. We, like I said, we have one in our office right now that we just started up again. And we had it through this, we had a terrible winter this winter in Chicago, and it was so nice to have growing things in January, February, March in the office. It didn't feel as icky. When the winter's so bad outside, when you can come in and there's like this fresh scent even from the growing.
It's so aromatic. My goodness. Basil.
It smells
so... Oregano. You want to eat. It makes you hungry all day long. What's for lunch?
And also has a lovely sound with the water being circulated through. It gives you a little bit of a, I don't know, it
like
felt very nice.
Like a zen-like feel, kind of.
Definitely.
Sure.
So you can grow them indoors. And then let's talk a little bit about where to get one.
Sure. You can go online, direct to towergarden.com.
Okay.
There's distributors all over the country. I'm obviously a distributor. Dr. Sargent, you're a distributor.
Yes, I am.
And to me, the benefit of ordering from you or I is that we're local. And we can help field the questions. Come, if you're close enough, I'd love to come set it up with you.
Right.
Help you decide where to plant and what to plant and when to plant, because it's my third year doing this.
Right. And that's what Julie does for us. She really helps us implement this whole process. I couldn't do it alone, obviously, but she will come, and if you're local to us, she will come and help you. And if you're not local and you still want to work with us, which we would love, we will be happy to help you over the phone or Skype with you. There's a lot of technology is so cool now. We can be with you kind of wherever you are.
Exactly. Good point.
Based on technology, and we can help walk you through it if you want that. So that's cool. What about cost? Because everybody's thinking that, right?
Yes,
and
sure.
Here's the elephant in the room. Okay, so this thing costs thousands and thousands of dollars, and only a few people can really have it, but...
But that's not true. And that's
I know, it's
fun.
So cool.
That's the fun. That's why I love what I do. For under $50 a month for about a year, you can have this on your deck or in your office. And It has the ability to grow up to 28 plants on it as well.
Oh, wow. Because so, mine has 20, I think.
Right. So the starter one is 20. You could put an extension, we call it, for 8 more plants. Run it off the same base. So if there's a larger family or people eat a lot of greens, it's smart to add the extension. Then you're getting 28 plants. So you start doing the math and saying, those of you that are already buying organic produce, how much is organic kale and organic spinach?
Yeah, how much are you spending on that every week, or even at a month? How much are you spending on some of these organic
and the
produce?
Herbs, $3.99. I mean, so you
for
just
a tiny little thing,
and then half the time it's dead in 2 days because they picked it so darn early that it doesn't last.
It gets frustrating.
I can pull lettuce off the tower, literally take the whole thing out with the roots. Leave it in my refrigerator for up to a week without it
really
changing form at all.
It just slows down its growth.
It does.
At that point.
Right. But if I cut it and harvest it too, it lasts longer because it's super fresh. It's super fresh and super live.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm losing where we were going with that.
Cost,
yes. So less than $50 a month.
Yep.
And for a year, they have an interest-free payment plan. So I'm in my third growing.
That's pretty cool. But you have this thing now for
this is my third year.
Right.
So after the first year, it's an upfront investment. But ours, I would say, paid for itself within 6 months with the produce that we yielded off of it.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's a nice ROI. We call that a return on investment. That's a really nice investment if you really paid for it within 6 months to a year of growing time and a little bit of time invested, a little bit of money invested. But hey, you have organic produce at your fingertips, literally at your fingertips, and your kids can get involved. It's accessible for all age groups.
Ages, stages, you know.
Right.
Applications, like, again, I think of restaurants and schools, and how do we turn the tide of childhood obesity? We start with the kids.
Right, and it's about 30% right now.
Right, and then we infiltrate the families, and we get people excited about doing this together.
Right.
And then we bring back what it used to be, back to the basics, and back to growing and being in control of our own food source, making it sustainable so we're saving the environment and creating a better future for everybody. So it's...
Right. And let's talk about that a little bit. You know, those of you who have listened to my podcast, you know that I'm pretty passionate about obesity and making sure that people attain some sort of normal-ish weight. You know that I'm not about skinny. I'm not about flashy. I'm about let's get healthy. And really, I think that the obesity rate among children under 18 is around 30%.
It is.
And so if you're in the 40 to 50 age range, when we look back at our grade schools, there was probably one or two fat kids in our class. Now there's 10.
Right.
And that's
it's becoming a norm, and that's the scary. I'm getting chills as we're talking. It's becoming accepted that that's how it's just going to be.
Right.
Well, it can't be because that
our healthcare system can't really handle that in the future going forward.
Correct.
Right. And 70% of our population overall, 70% are overweight and obese as well.
Right.
So this is just a tool to help people to eat a little bit better. And save some money, really,
in the long run. It's an upfront investment, absolutely. But the long run, you will save. I don't spend more than $50 a year now with my garden because I really just need to buy seeds and the liquid nutrients. Tower Tonic
that's
costs
fantastic.
$40 a gallon for the A and the B together. And really,
and that gets you through a whole growing season.
For the most part. Well, there's a lot of variability with what you grow. You know, people say, how quickly can I get my ROI? Well, if you did a whole tower of nasturtium and sold the buds to somebody who's doing big events, you could probably pay for it in 2 months.
True.
You know?
True. That's a whole different way.
Right.
Like, you can create your own business off of your tower garden.
People do them at farmers markets. They do.
That's amazing. I hadn't even thought about that, let alone doing it for your own family.
And
your neighbors
come over and, oh, do you have any kale?
If you live alone, then you can grab your girlfriend or your guy friend and you guys can do it together.
It's funny you say that. I have a friend who's a trainer and he has one in his studio. And his clients buy pods. They have, I want to buy 4 pods. Let's go in on a tower together. And instead of buying a plot somewhere where they have to go harvest, bring the water, bring all the supplies
and get there
to tend to it, they come to the club where they work out and they cut their produce and they go. And it's so fun.
That's a neat little
Grow With Us, I think he calls the program. It's a really neat
That's a great idea. Program. So hopefully you have learned in this 20 minutes or so that about tower garden gardening and about a different way to really look at organic farming. Thank you, Julie. This was so much fun. And that you understand how to get it, you can go to our website, restoreyou.com, and we will be adding some videos to our content there, and so that you can learn a little bit more. And Julie will probably be our contact person for all of this at some point. So you get in touch with us, and we'll get you put where you need to go. Again, restoreyou.com, restoreyou.com. Our phone number is 630-682-5090. If you want to text us questions, that number is 630-473-3337. And I want to thank Barry at MicroShare. He makes this whole thing possible. He puts my podcast together and gets them out there on the web. Barrington Allstate, Casey Printing, Mechanical 24, and Tina's Closet for the most awesome bras ever. If I can help you in any way, you know who I am. I am Dr. Chris Sargent, the Gutsy Gal. Have a fabulous day. Thank you. Bye-bye.